your stall is about knots, is that right?
Yes, about knots, mathematical knots, and their application in DNA.
So how do you study knots?
So what we do is looking at the three spaces and calculating, for example, how many curves are sitting there in the space if you cut out the knot. And this tells you something about the knot itself. So we would say this is a knot complement.
Okay, and one good use of this is working out the shapes of proteins, and especially around DNA. Can you go into that a bit further?
Yes, sure. So DNA can be circular. So, and a circle you can mess up that you get a knot. Then you can use knot that occur during different operations in the cell to figure out what proteins are doing. So for example, site-specific recombinases is a family of enzymes that, for example, insert a part of DNA like a virus is doing to its host. And while it's doing this, it just, as a side effect, change a crossing, so a overgoing to an undergoing and a crossing in the DNA. So it cuts one and brings through another part, which in turn gives us knots. So if you want to understand how this protein is working on the very basic level, but I mean you have to start somewhere, you can look what happened to a cyclic DNA if you let work the enzyme again and again and again.
So the enzyme will always change the DNA in a specific way,
yes,
so that it forms a different type of knot.
Yes, so we assume that one protein always does the same thing to the DNA. And if you let act it to a circle, and then you always see the same knot as a result.
And what are the consequences of knots in DNA?
First, for us, it's just a tool to figure out what this enzyme is doing, because we get a whole list of knots, and this gives us like an equation how to jump from one knot type to the other. And if we know this, we know what the protein did, at least in terms of did it do one twist to the DNA before putting in the other thing, or several ones. So this is one of the basic movements the protein did. But this is only a tool for us to figure out how a protein works. What perhaps you are more interested in is if your cell becomes really knotty DNA, it dies immediately. So there's a whole bunch of proteins called topoisomerases. Topo because it changes the topology, because it does crossing changes. And those are only there to tidy up the mess that happens all the time in all living cells. And so now you can use this, if you understand the knotting, to destroy the proteins that tidy up the DNA in bacteria. And now, if you destroy them, the bacteria is just in a very, very messy state and it dies immediately. But the human tidy-up enzymes are different, so ours is still working, and so this is one target of drugs.
So we have more advanced enzymes for undoing knots than a bacteria?
We have different ones. And this is enough if you destroy those that are different from ours. I wouldn't say they're more advanced or less advanced. They're different enough to make a choice which to destroy. And this is one target of some antibiotics, so this is why we're interested in.
And how many different algorithms or formulas do you use to study these knots? Is it like an infinite number, or are there just like a few trusty formulas that you use?
It's even harder than just a number of formulas. You have tools. So basically, your knots are just one object you can be interested in for biological or chemical applications, or just for the sake of having fun in maths. Sometimes you use methods from, yeah, if you really want to know in a cell what's going on, sometimes from numerical methods. Sometimes you're using things that are related to geometry and very close to differential geometry. So it's basically, you need a whole bunch of different tools from different areas, and then in turn what you will figure out about the knots will help different areas in maths as well to develop their stuff. So it's like giving and taking.